So I guess some women had been turning to soy products as a way of offsetting the effects of menopause, including hot flashes. There was some belief that this could help address that, but there's a new study that suggests that it's not going to help.
This is a study that was that is to be published in the journal Menopause that looked at 3,000 women who were beginning to experience changes associated with menopause and whose average age was 42 to 52. So they even included women who weren't going through menopause yet. And they took surveys of these women, asking them about their dietary habits and fiber intake, and asked annually over 9 years about their symptoms. You know, every year they'd be called up and say, how are you feeling? You know, have the symptoms gotten any better? And the dietary surveys were taken before they had menopausal symptoms, at 5 years and at 9 years. And they found that after discussing this with the women in this study, there was no difference in terms of the symptom relief associated with any soy products that they were taking. But some of the problems with this study, Mark, is that it's self-reported data. So you're depending on memory recall. You don't know how much someone has taken, what the dose was, how long they took it for, whether they were using other things in association with these products. So it sort of gives you an inkling that it may not work, and it probably does not, but it just wasn't well designed in order to answer that question with providing any clear link at all that this is the case.
So what options are there for women who are experiencing these symptoms and want to try to offset them in some way?
Well, there are several approaches. Some have looked to what we call black cohosh as a means of trying to alleviate symptoms. Well, in this case, there was a double-blinded placebo-controlled trial looking at it, and it doesn't work. So that's the kind of thing that you need to have in order to know whether something works or not. Really, the gold standard, despite the controversy, is for women that are uncomfortable. That is, it is interfering with their quality of life. The sweats and the hot flushes are really just impinging on their ability to do anything during the day. There really is, the one thing that really does work is estrogen replacement. Now, people say, well, what about all the controversy about that? Well, when they relooked at all the data, the information is that the women that experienced really significant side effects and potential effects on cancer development were women in their 60s who really shouldn't be taking estrogen replacement anyway. For women in their 40s, the estrogen that you're taking is much less than any birth control pill that you've used. So again, if you're going to take estrogen replacement, it's taken for the minimum amount of time. It's usually about a year, 2 years at the most. You may have to take it in combination with another hormone, progesterone, and it does work. And so that really is, in terms of a treatment, does provide relief. It is taken for a short time. It does not cause cancer when taken for a year or two or even 5 years. But the point is that despite trying to avoid this and try and use all the other compounds, they just don't work as well as estrogen.
Okay, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.